I'm running for alderperson at large to give back to the community, Marinette, where I have lived for over 35 years. The opportunity only comes on once every 3 years. I am recently retired and can now devote myself to listening to voters' ideas and concerns. I become interested after attending a meeting at the rec center. I started attending more meetings, and a number of people started asking me if I would consider to run for a seat on the council.
What makes you stand out from the other candidates?
The fact that I've never held public office gives me the opportunity to be a fresh voice on the city council. My opponent has served on the council for 12 years. Frankly, this is a good time for change. I'm willing to listen to residents and look forward to hearing their ideas and concerns. I've been attending committee and council meetings. I'm up to date on several projects currently going on in the city, including the Main Street reconstruction, park improvements, and our new contract with waste management, which will completely change the way we do garbage in Marinette. These are good ideas, but at times it seems that decisions are made before the meetings even start. For example, the vote to buy only one new police car when we needed two. There was almost no discussion. A decision like this should have been taken more seriously after just hiring a much-needed police officer. A strong police force, fire department, and school system are all good reasons for people to want to live and work in Marinette.
What's the one major issue you plan to address?
I'm not sure I have one major issue, but having more citizen input and access to city meetings would be a great start. Wouldn't it be nice to have a YouTube channel where people could view council meetings like some other cities in Wisconsin have? Until I retired, I never had the opportunity to attend meetings in person. I know I can have a good working relationship with all 8 alderpersons and the mayor. As a whole, we will work together to make good decisions to benefit the city. Issues that are important to residents I met while circulating papers were the need to do a better job of taking care of our city streets and parks, and the need for more affordable housing with more options than just apartment buildings.
What's the last job or project you succeeded in?
That would definitely be a teacher at teaching technology education at Marinette Middle School. I was asked to develop a program for the new Fab Lab and shop. The school received a grant from the state along with matching funds from the school district and several donations from community partners. We were able to remodel and equip the manufacturing lab and wood shop with laser engravers, 3D printers, CNC routers, and a plasma cutting table. Over 450 middle school students now take tech ed classes each year. I was able to pursue partnerships with companies like Menzen Zach, Northwoods Flooring, Wisconsin Building Supply, and Samuel Pressure Vessel for donations, supplies, and additional programming. We started after-school programs and competitions with the help of these community partners along with NWTC. They all see the value in getting kids interested early to develop trained technicians.
What initiatives would you propose to drive economic growth in the city to help businesses recover from the pandemic?
I've heard that Marinette has received about $1 million in federal ARPA funds that are designated to help community and mostly small businesses recover from the pandemic. I don't think there have been any meetings or a plan for using these funds. So the first initiative I would propose is getting input from our small businesses on the best ways to help them recover with the aids of this fund.
What will you do if you lose?
I'm working hard to win this campaign and get the majority of votes on April 5th. I have no plan to disappoint my supporters.
What will you do if you win?
If I win, I'm going to get to work. I want to bring some fresh ideas to city government, but first I have to win. I'm asking the voters in the city to give me a try if they'd like to see changes in how things are done in Marinette.
Okay. And lastly, here's the question I ask everybody.
Okay.
What would you like our listeners to know in general about you running for council?
In general, what I would really like them to know, every job I've ever held, I've worked hard. I've gone above and beyond expectations, put in the extra time, do the research, talk to people. And then in this case, I would take it to city council for discussions, committee meetings, the council, and then try to make the best decision to move our city forward. One thing I wanted to explain to the listeners and the voters is when I was circulating nomination papers, a question that came up is, what is this alder person at large in the city of Marinette? As most people probably know, is there's 8 wards in the city of Marinette, along with 1 alder person at large. The alder person at large is the only alder person that's elected by all 8 wards. So with this, that brings on added responsibility. The alder person at large holds no extra power than any other alder person, but this alder person does have the responsibility of listening to the voices of all residents, no matter where they reside. I look forward to serving Marinette in that role.